You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Hey, it's Black Lou, and welcome to The Bonfire's Best of the Week. After being off for Martin Luther King Day, The Bonfire was back on Tuesday and welcomed guest Adrian Appalucci. Jay told a nightmare Airbnb rental story, and Adrian shared her method for getting out of paying for it.
When I was out in L.A. this weekend, to kind of make a last-minute trip, I got an Airbnb. Christine shows me the pictures of the place. I'm like, looks great. Money's right. It's in a building. Nice cool. building. That said, keypad entry, which has been big on every Airbnb I've ever stayed in with Christine. I get there that the first day I got in the town. There's no keypad entry. I had to meet the person who was 45 minutes late past check-in to meet me.
Yeah.
With something. And it was not even like a person who was running it. The person who was running it, this becomes important later, was a French guy named Jacob. Right?
Oh. Hot French dude? Like in a shrug hat?
Or gay.
We'll never know. I'm going to go with gay.
Yeah.
He's not
gay. Of course I was late.
Oh, dude,
because
it's kinda...
when you have a good opportunity to have a glass of wine and look at the sunset, of course I take my time. You fat piggy from New York City. You had to stay at my chateau. I am the gay Frenchman.
Were you Jacob from the Airbnb?
Hello, it is
that's
me.
That's a very convincing gay
it
Jacob.
It is me, the gay Frenchman, Jacob. I'm here to see you. I want you to squat and piss in front of me.
I think what happens is... he has this little, stout Mexican woman.
This little woman cleans for me.
Unibrow. I'm going to call her about 4'3".
Hell yeah, a little cannonball.
4'3", 250.
There we go. That's a short yard.
That doesn't sound that fat.
That's a short
she's fine.
Yeah. Is she athletic?
No.
Is she a short yard?
A real just a bowling pin with a Marmont jacket on. So she gives me... the key is just one of those fob things. You know, you just touch it to the doors. Sure. And it has to work. The door, front door, the elevator, and the room key. It's all the same thing. So she gives it to me, fine. I go, and the place is very weird and sterile, like future prison. So I didn't like the place to begin with. But whatever. Got a washer dryer, which is important. Yeah. That's what I picked
Big
it for.
Deal.
And the location was fine. So Saturday Sunday I film all day the thing. And Monday... I wake up, watch the Sixers game. That's where we got sidetracked last time. Josh Adam Myers came over, and we go, let's go get some food, and we'll come back to the place and just hang out all day, and I'll go to the airport at night. We go to get food. We come back. We get in, and now the key's not working for the front door.
Because your time is up.
Nope, not at all. Not checking out to the next day.
Of course, but I decided that you are not hot enough to stay in my little sterilized pad.
That may have been it, but I call them, and they just seem very unfazed by this problem. I go, hey, everything I have is in there, and there's no way to get in.
It is mine now.
And they go, we send somebody to fix it. Don't worry. It's a 25 minutes. And so, whatever, 30 minutes later, I'm waiting outside. I go around to the office of the building, like the leasing office.
Yeah.
Now, they gave no... Now, we've had... Airbnbs before, me and Christine, where they do the old like enjoy the place, it's great, and if anybody asks, you're Walter's nephew.
That's
you know, some kind of thing like that. Huh?
That's so funny when they go, also anyone brings this up, you're not staying here, you're
it just probably crazy. Won't come up, but if they do, it goes, you're part of the crew, and you say that that Slappy said hell yeah.
Yeah. Hypothetically, if someone asks what you're doing here, you say you're here to move Henderson, and you understand the situation. What is that? That sounds generic.
So I go to the office, and lay that. And I feel bad for this lady to some degree. She also wasn't fantastic at what she was doing.
She works in a future prison.
But I don't have, so I'm go to the place, to the office, to ask for a key.
Sure.
And they go, what unit are you staying? And I'm like, tell them the unit number. And they go, yeah. I go, it's just like, I don't know, I'm waiting on these people.
They go, that's a broom closet.
A lot of broken English going on here, and I'm having a hard time. I just need to get in. I need to get in right now, and then I'll figure it out from there. They go, well, that's not we're not really allowed to do Airbnbs in this building. And I go, well, guess what? They're doing it. And my stuff's inside. So can you please give me a key to get in there?
Snitch.
I'll get 100%.
You sure went Hulk on them and just went nuts.
Yeah, they've been so...
To this point, everyone I've talked to has been unhelpful in the most, like, yeah, dude, chill. We'll fix it kind of vibe.
Ah, like you're asking them for a favor? Like you asked a friend to stay on their couch?
Still three. But, like, they're like, yeah, bro, we're doing, we're going to
send
people.
Someone calls me bro.
They didn't call me bro. No one speaks English enough for that. I'm just telling you the vibe, how they're talking.
They called them garçon.
I go, what do you do if this was happening? Like, I'm flying out tonight. I'm not telling you also what's going on at this point that I find out before. One of the reasons I took this place, washer dryer. So I put all my clothes in the washing machine. Turn it on. First of all,
it's a dryer.
Walk to
it just dries.
It's only a dryer.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I had to walk to a drugstore and get. They didn't have. There's the washer dryer with no detergent of any kind, no nothing. So I get detergent, put it in, and I turn it on. It starts pre-soaking the clothes and then cuts off saying no water. For whatever. So it's not even doing a rinse thing. It's just soaking them. So I'm like, well, I'm touching levers and something. Like, I don't know what this possibly be. I push the button again. Does it three times, douching my clothes with water with no rinse cycle. And then I just got to, I'm calling them about that. They go, oh, like, it's, yeah, maintenance just isn't really around. For I go, yeah, but I paid for this place. Part of the reason because of washer and dryer. So they're like, yeah, sorry. Like, we'll see if anyone can come fix it, I guess, but there's no one going to be available to fix it today. So then I just got to dry, wet, dirty clothes so I can travel with them at least. So that's already going on. But I'm not even like, let's
you
make a big
seem,
stink about
yeah,
that.
You still
I'm
seem
just
pretty
like,
civil at
I'm
this
just
point.
Like, oh, whatever. I'm like,
I would have went white lady nuts on them.
What part do you go white lady nuts? As the
I have
washer?
A good Airbnb story I'll tell you after.
Please, yeah. So 30 minutes later, whatever, this barrel comes up again. This fucking little idiot chick.
Blanca.
Yeah. El Diablo.
Is she like Tattoo from Fantasy Island?
Yes. And with the same, with more facial hair.
Ooh.
She comes over and she goes, are you sure? You sure you know work? I go, yeah, miss. I can figure out like touching the thing. It's not working. She goes, you know work? I go,
did you use the spirit?
Then she goes,
Habla Blanca.
This is the best part. You could test around the front door. Somebody was going into the front door, so rather than, this is just where our mentality's at. Rather than wait for that guy to go in the door and
check it
and check the thing, she goes, he holds the door for it. She goes in the door, waits for the elevator. This is all the time consuming shit is getting into. I want to go inside. I've been outside for 40 some minutes now. By the way, also, we got food, came back with food, so now. Ruined.
Yeah, throw it away.
It's literally worthless.
What kind of food was it?
Like roast beef sandwiches. It's not going to hold up.
Eat them right there, dude.
Josh did.
Yeah.
I was too irate to enjoy a sandwich.
I would have
you should just thrown it at them.
I tried to. At one point, I was actually aggressively trying to kick the doorknob off the door.
I would have loved to have seen body cam footage of you breathing and how angry you are at that moment. We're like.
Yeah. So this dimwit goes in there, the door, and waits for the elevator to go move multiple floors, like staring at it, and goes in the elevator to just see, like, if when you push to the pad, if it works, like, could have done this right outside. Then she comes out, and this is where I go from angry to irate. She goes, okay. She goes, don't worry. She goes, go. I'll be back in 5 minutes. I go, you'll be back in 5 minutes? I'm on the phone with Christine at this point, right? I have you on the phone with me. I go, you're back in 5 minutes. Why? I go, I already went to the leasing office over there. He goes, they said they can't make another one. I said, I went to the office. She goes, what? I go, I went to the office to tell them the thing. She goes, why? You go to up? I went, because I'm sitting outside and you guys aren't fucking helping the situation at all.
Yeah, so wait, so she fucking lost her shit when she knew.
I go, so why do you have to go around the corner to the leasing office? She goes, to get a key fixed. I go, you didn't come with a key? Another key? She's like, no, I don't have... you didn't show up... Like, the guy said to us, someone's coming over with a new key.
Yeah, this isn't somebody from the leasing office. This is a guy who, like, runs the property, like, his manager on site. He runs, like, 20 properties, and this is his girl. So when we were on the phone, I was on the phone with him and the girl, and he was telling me that he had already spoken to Jay, which wasn't true. and then told me that the woman was coming with a key and she would be there in 20 minutes.
So she goes around the corner. She makes phone calls. She's panicking now.
If I was her, I would have just taken off. I just got a new job. I'm like, I don't know what's going on here.
I agree with you. I would have took for the I don't know how much English she understood, but if she did, I gave her the biz a lot. Like, over her. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking to Josh. I'm like, this dumb pig fucking didn't even come with another fucking key. So
she calls it down. She goes, you're not so much of a prize yourself. So the fact that you're talking this much shit, me and my gay French boyfriend have taken you for a ride.
I know for a fact that
I'm not that pretty.
I'm no beauty. But you think you're so special.
But you are not picante yourself.
She's like, you're definitely not getting in now.
She
goes, nah.
That's what Christine's starting to get concerned about. So she goes, I'll come. Then she goes around the corner to the leasing office.
Don't know who she is.
Text me in 5 minutes the words, don't worry, they're making new key. Don't worry, they're making new key. Don't worry. Christine stays on the phone with me then for another 30 minutes.
Crazy.
Then I walk back over to the leasing office. Mm. She's in there, just sitting there, just standing there by herself. And Lisa, no one's doing anything to help her at all.
You go in, passionate kiss.
She comes out.
Put her up on the fucking counter.
A car pulls up.
Oh.
It's great.
Oh, a big old fucking.
Actually, before that's happening, I'm sorry. She's out there, and I'm sitting there. I go, what's going on? She's like, don't worry. I go, you're saying not to worry, but what is being done? What's happening? She goes, just don't worry. I called Jacob.
I have.
The French Jacob.
Bonjour.
Jacob sounds Jewish. You sure he's French?
He's French. He gets on the phone. This is so infuriating. I go, Jacob, what's going on here, buddy? I go, what's going on? I'm yelling.
There is an old saying in France that we have. When a man cannot find his way inside, he must enjoy the outside. You are canceled.
What?
I get on the phone with him, and I'm just doing like, I'm like, dude, what is happening? Like, everyone keeps saying, don't worry. And I have a flight tonight. I got your fucking washing machine. I've already told you is fucked up.
No, Jay. To be as free as a bird, which you will be later. The gift of flight is something you must enjoy. Bonsoir.
He just keeps hanging up on you. Boop.
No, not even. It's.
What does he say when you call him?
I called him and then I looped Jay in with him. And he was.
Then I called Josh Adam Myers and looped him in just so he can, like, be entertained because he's waiting with me also.
And he goes, I got to hear this.
But Jay's on the phone. Like, he's like, this dummy doesn't know what she's doing. And he's going, like, you think she wants to be there?
I go, I don't care. But you told me someone's coming with a key. No one's here with a key. No one seems to know what the problem is. Goes, we'll be trying to figure out the solution. I go, yes, but it's been an hour now that I've been locked out. I bought food. I got clothes up there that I have to dry because your washing machine's not working. Like, I go, Jacob, I have to assume, buddy. This is how I'm saying it, too. I have to assume, buddy, I'm not paying for this Airbnb. Craig goes, oh, that would be a lovely idea for you, yes, but it would not work out like that.
This is taken.
You're being so crazy right now. He's so calm about it. I go, listen, and then I go, are you going to open this fucking door, Jacob? Are you going to get me in this fucking place right now, Jacob? He goes, no. He just goes, no. And then I'm like, well, I'm going to go break the fucking plate. And then Christine's texting me, stop, Jay. Please. We have to get you in the apartment.
Well, no, because Jay's going like, this is an illegal Airbnb. And he goes, are you threatening me?
Yes.
And
I said yes. I go, yeah,
you're taking it as a threat because you are doing something illegal. But I'm texting Jay. I'm like, stop
listen
threatening.
Me.
We just need to get you in right now.
Listen to me. If it's money you're after, I don't have it.
What I do have.
What I do have is a very serious Bonfire show.
So,
a serious XM radio show. How did you get in?
I guess her fucking dumb husband showed up.
Uh-oh.
They don't know what's happening. They don't speak English enough to know that they're being insulted, even.
That's great.
Smart move, though, from this point forward. Every time I see these people, just, you know, they have a little chubby, like, Mexican son who's, like, 10, maybe. And it's just, like, immediately, just I guess maybe as I'm a parent or just a human being, as soon as the kid gets out of the car, you're just like, all right, well, I'm not going
to
say anything
or
be aggressive anymore.
That's the guy that called me a fat pig.
If that's fine with that, if he seeks revenge in 10 years, I'll fuck his world up. But right now.
What if you fucking.
Right now?
What if you're being.
He's a kid and I don't want to say things like that in front of him.
So what happened? So the whole family's there now.
So the guy is, I guess, the maintenance. What's clearly happening here is the space is either empty or it's something that they rented out and.
They're not supposed to.
He's the maintenance guy for the building, and they're basically doing an illegal Airbnb. Yeah. With the building not knowing, for sure. Because what the guy does is he goes into the apartment next to it, goes out back in the courtyard, and breaks in through a window of our place, opens the door. And then, like, I guess, like, 2 hours later, they came back with another key so I could actually walk out of the front door without being locked out forever. It's just like.
So you got your stuff.
I ended up having to be there for like, you know, four more some hours at the place till I left for the airport.
What did you do with your clothes that were wet?
I dirty dried them. I wet dirty dried them and then said to dry them up and then.
Did you report that Airbnb?
Well, we're going to hear now because Adrian says there's a way to handle
it. I think
it
might be too late for you, though. I stayed at an Airbnb in LA and it looked really nice online. And then when I get there, it's like the ghetto. And like, bad ghetto. So I walk inside.
The neighborhood's bad. That's the problem. I don't know.
Really bad,
I go with Christine, which is better because she knows LA enough to know, like, even though it's a nice place, it's like a bad area.
Yeah. The place was nice and it was like in a gate and stuff, but it was real ghetto. And I was like, all right, whatever, I'll stay. So I go in there, I go in my room, and they left the window open. So a bird came in and shit everywhere.
Yeah. That's great.
No screen? Just
no screen.
Window?
The bird was still there.
That bird
oh, really?
Was shitting all over the whole place.
Yeah, the bird was like, this is awesome.
So between
you walk
the
in, the bird was like this on the couch.
He goes, who are you?
What's up?
Are you my roommate for the week?
Oh, you new guy?
He goes,
chick?
Welcome to my toilet.
And there was also, in the sink, there was like a bunch of dirty stuff. And I was like, well, I don't like this place. My friend said I could stay with her sister. I go, all right, I'm going to get my money back. So I said, to make sure I definitely get my money back, I pulled the sheets down on the bed and took pubic hairs off my body and put them on the bed. And I was like, I'm not staying here. There's pubic hairs. There's a bird flying and shit everywhere, and I got my money back.
I like that you didn't think the bird shit everywhere
stuff
was enough that you fucking also loose pubes.
I like to go an extra step.
I like that you did I like that you did a yank to get your money back.
Yeah, did you just grab whatever you can grab with fingers or did you trim?
No, I just ripped it.
Just a rip?
Wow.
A grip and rip?
Ripped it right off.
Grip and rip should get your money back.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In this next clip, Jay brilliantly explains why Bruce Springsteen isn't that great, how there are only four listenable Springsteen songs, and why The Boss is not the boss of Jay.
Who's the guy that was on The Sopranos? The guy from Springsteen's band.
Van Zandt.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, like he's always...
It's funny when he goes back and forth. He only plays characters wearing suits and bouffant hair, and then the next day he tries to go back out in like alligator... cowboy boots.
Yeah, and he's wearing. Yeah. Yeah. He has on a fucking like Sam Kinison bandana and like Ankh earrings. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Hey, Salvatore. Oh, Gubats.
He's the only guy in real life where his dressing is worse than it is on The Sopranos. Like, you look better with that stupid hairdo. What the fuck are you doing?
Hey, Glory Days.
Holy shit. That's a guy everybody's uncle loved. My uncle
Stevie
John.
Aunt.
Yeah, my uncle John would always be like, talk about the dream, man. And then he showed me. I was like, this guy looks like a
knob.
Got to
play with the boss and fucking, yeah. All while having a crazy weird mouth.
Oh, my God. Jesus
Remember he used to make
Christ.
Weird faces behind Bruce Springsteen all the time? He sings. What? He's like a very face expressive singer.
What?
Stevie Van Zandt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just very, like mouth open really big. Really. In the Glory Days video is what I always remember that from. Him just over his shoulder making tons of weird faces.
Yeah, Clarence doing, like, the head shake and,
oh,
you know.
Big man.
Yeah.
R.I.P. the big man.
Yeah, well, also, dude, their drummer, Max, what's his face, from Conan?
Weinberg.
He makes crazy faces when he drums.
Yeah.
He always looks like he's trying to hold back cum. He's always like.
Dude, Bruce Springsteen. You can't have a catalog of 7 million songs and have me say that 3 are okay. It's you. It's not me. It's him. I'm not the problem. He is.
Oh, God. I could care less about any...
Hergadoo!
This is the only song I like.
Really?
This
like this one?
The only Springsteen song I like.
See, look at this dumb face, Stephen Van Zandt.
Oh. Oh!
Yeah. Look, Bruce Springsteen's trying not to kiss him because this guy's trying to kiss him.
Oh,
yeah. Then what's it? Nils, right? He's the other one, whereas he dresses like a fucking French professor. He's just like the old man from Back to School who hated Rodney Dangerfield.
Is that the guy? Is that the guy with the beret back there?
Yeah. He goes out, he has a car that never had a roof to it. It's just one of those old-timey cars. It barely has an engine.
Springsteen, by far, is the best dressed, and he still has little rolled-up sleeves on. You know what I mean? It's still not great. I want to hit everybody in his band in the face right now. Van Zandt's faces are making me sick right now.
Dude, if I saw this band playing in a bar, I would have tried to fight the band. Like, shut up! It's 10 Cent Wing Night! Enough! We're the only ones here! We don't want to hear it! Hergadang, hergadang!
I can't, yeah.
Hergadang!
The only people that like Springsteen are people from Jersey.
I've never met
somebody that's not from Jersey that loves Springsteen.
Fuck yeah, DJ Lou grabs a handful of grass from every show he's went to.
Oh my God. Right. God okay. Damn you, Lou. Do you really do that, you no, fucking but bastard?
Doesn't sound like something you would do, though.
I take a pocket full of grass from every Boss show.
Ugh.
But I got offered free tickets, good tickets, to go see him. I think from Maureen Tarrant offered us free tickets to go see him. She goes, all you got to do is get out to Giant Stadium tonight in 5 hours. Do you have anything going on tonight? Nope.
Nope.
She goes, in 5 hours, I'll give you free tickets. It was like 10th row at Giant Stadium. Because if you guys just get out there, and me and Christine batted it around for 13 seconds.
Oh,
we go, should we get out there? He goes, figure out how to get out to Jersey.
It's so
whole
funny.
Thing.
Like, I guarantee you, Taryn still calls him the Boss. I guarantee
she does,
it.
For sure. And we were, and actually, we were when we were thinking about it at all, she crushed it. She goes, it's unbelievable. She goes, I'll tell you what, last night he played for over 3 hours. And I was like, yeah, dude, no way. I go, that's a lot of waiting to get to those two songs. And if he doesn't do Tunnel of Love.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. No, dude, if he's on a, I'm excited about my album, The Rising Kick, tonight. Oh. And you just got to sit there.
Come on, I'm hurting around. Cover Me, Tunnel of Love.
Don't know.
I'm
don't
on
know
fire.
It. I like I'm on fire. And I like Dancing in the Dark.
I like it for the novelty reasons of Dancing in the Dark, but I don't like particularly want everyone to hear the song.
Born in the USA can suck my dick like it's Nick Cannon until the end of my life.
Go,
I hate that fucking song.
People go, you know, it was played as a patriotic song, but it's actually a very anti-patriotic song. And I went, it's just a horrible song anyway. Who cares?
Yeah.
Thunder Road, Born to Run, I'll fucking flip this desk. I hate them. And when they come on, if it's something I can't change, it's a nightmare. You just sentenced me to fucking 7 minutes of a song I don't want to hear. And growing up and things, little Susie. Oh, dude, me and we did this a long time ago on the show, but Fenoya to me is like every song you sing a thing and then you're in something land.
Wait, what?
He goes, and the heartbreak sets in and Susie's gone and she's found another love sitting here in lonely land.
Oh my God, yeah. And I have another glass and I say pour it fast, cause I'm in drinking land.
Yeah. And I'm stuck here in alcohol land.
Every Bruce Springsteen song's about how he has to save his town in New Jersey that's affluent and doing fine.
My family's got no electricity and we're all shitting outside in porta potties on our lawns. Oh, hergy-dergy in a friggy frack.
Oh, that's the sound coming from the porta potties where everybody's constipation land.
Everybody knows me at every construction site because we're living in undeveloped land.
Bruce, you live in North Jersey in a beautiful suburb. Shut up, man.
Whoa. Who's this guy? How does he know where I live?
Ah, shit. We talked
about... I've got a black friend and a dude wearing a beret.
We went off about this on O&A one day, talking about Billy Joel. Like, every song is like, he's like, I put on my leather jacket, and I went out to the Winter Bad Boys hanging. You live in, like, a Long Island suburb. What are you talking about? And I rolled the dice with the boys on the corner. No, you didn't.
I love the singy guys that go the distance. So you see these guys, Bruce Springsteen and right. Billy Joel, are so old now. And, yeah, when they have to go out there and sing, it goes, me and Charlie hanging out on the block with a chain in our hand and a knife in our hand. Are we going to rob a store?
Oh, my God.
I'd say Artie Lang summed it up the best thing ever on Stern years ago. I just loved his take when he goes, He has every Bruce Springsteen song. It's like, growing up in New Jersey, in Asbury Park, you only got two choices. You can work for your daddy's farm or become a rock and roll star. I was like, or there's a 40-minute train to the biggest city on earth. Any number of dreams you could do, from become a drug addict to become a major celebrity.
Yeah. Bruce, you know it's not more expensive to take the train all the way to New York, right? It's the same amount of, it's the PATH train. It
goes like, I gotta work in my daddy's factory. We make holders for napkins for fancy restaurants. Oh, living here in factory land.
Oh, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you another one. Fucking jerk off John Mellencamp every album.
Love him.
Leaning on a fence post.
I love him. I like love every name.
Like he's out pulling wheat every day. Get the fuck out of my face.
Dude, all the song goes, something farms.
And we're farming the eggs today again.
Oh, how I miss my grandpa and his farm. Fresh eggs. Fresh milk.
Little Johnny and Judy, they grew up on the farm.
Also, John Cougar always talks about how he goes, he's got several lyrics. So he goes, I know, I'm a real good dancer. He's really big. He goes, we used to dance all the time.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And the, soda cost a quarter.
Artie Lang.
Cigarettes were almost free. Things were different when we were so young.
Oh, dude. Artie Lang has a great story about. He was in a movie that Tom Waits was in, and Tom Waits is, you know, like one of his biggest songs is the song Jersey Girl. It's this ballad that he wrote in the 70s. And he said he was in the transport every day with Tom Waits, and he was scared to like be like, I love the song Jersey Girl so much. It means so much to me, right? And he said finally on the last day, he got up the guts to say something. And he goes, Tom, I got to say this. Jersey Girl is such an amazing song. Like, what inspired you to write that? And he goes, Tom Waits, literally, as he was getting out of the van, just goes, oh, my wife's from Morristown. And then just shut the door. It was literally nothing.
Hello, everyone. This is DJ Lou. And on Thursday's Lost Tapes, the guys find out that Rob Gronkowski was on Family Feud. Dan and Jay critique Rob's looks and find out if Christine thinks he's sexy.
The Gronkowski family did Family Feud with Steve Harvey. Yeah. There's the picture. And I mean, I heard this does not do them much justice.
I mean, dude, yeah, they're a bunch of giant, like, if you took like old Viking warriors and you're like, trivia time, they'd be like,
I don't think it's old. I'm telling you, it's more like if you found like the two guys who fall asleep in the back of a bar, they have to wake up to go home, and then made them do Family Feud.
Okay, now I'm really on board with it.
I didn't watch this yet. I'm just telling you that family seems like a bunch of stooges.
One of the things that's fucking hilarious is hanging out with McDaniel during the 49ers thing, is I said Jimmy G's a lot like Dirk Diggler, and he's like, you don't know how close to truth that actually is. And so then I have him come and run the sidelines, goes, was that sexy, Kyle? Do you want me to do it again, Kyle, if it wasn't sexy?
I could go again.
I can go again.
I love this kid.
5 to watch me throw a first down, 10 to watch me throw a touchdown. How many times have you done that today? 3 times? And I said George Kittle's like his Reed Rothschild, where he's just in the other room going,
yes, yes.
He goes, I'll play football on my own time. I got lots of activities. I like magic. He goes, Tammy, naughty. But anyways, it's fun to make, because you really realize that Gronkowski, you're like, ah, dude, this guy.
He has no idea what's going on in the world. He's just like pointing in a direction.
Just all body.
And then they go, stop here. All right, Christine.
Yeah, she goes, hot.
He's just all great. He's just a super hot guy with a great body. And I'm guessing just a thick softy.
The kind that you hear it slap his own thigh when it pulls it out.
Oh, I bet. But what a dummy, huh?
Christine, he's a good looking guy.
You think he's a good-looking guy?
I mean, facially, he's a little, you know, I don't know, like,
listen,
a little Neanderthal.
I have no problem.
He's a good-looking guy.
I have no problem calling out a good-looking guy. Gronkowski, he's not an ugly guy, but he's all doof.
You know what it is?
Yeah,
he's definitely all doof, but he's also, without the body, if you put his head on my body, I don't think he's attractive.
Nowhere near as.
Well, men know bodies do count.
Yeah, dude, bodies are what's up.
What?
Because we like women with bodies.
Oh.
Hot bodies.
Oh.
Yeah, the term butterface wasn't invented by us.
Are you saying he's a butter's face?
Yeah. He's a butter's face. He's a butter's face. Oh, he's got a butt kiss face? Butt kiss his face.
Looks like his face has been kissed by butt.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.